Hello, welcome there. This is Laura Alamiri. And in today's podcast, I want to talk about something that I believe very strongly about, which is attraction marketing. And I'm going to give you the five most important tips on how to use attraction marketing. So first of all, what is attraction marketing? So attraction marketing is basically positioning yourself and your marketing message in a way where you don't have to chase your leads, okay? There is too much, in my humble opinion, there is too much out there today about really chasing leads in a massive volumes, especially when it comes to wholesaling, right? They tell you, you know, you hear, oh, I call 5,000, 10,000 leads. We have callers. We have this massive marketing on these leads. And yes, they get the deals out of them, but they will even get more deals if they use a little different approach. And I'm going to explain to you today exactly what it means. And that's what attraction marketing is about. There is a book that I read several years ago that really opened my mind, and I had my aha moment when I read this book. And it's called, you can find it on Amazon, it's called Attracting Perfect Customers, The Power of Strategic Synchronicity. And it was written by Stacy Hall. Now, Stacy Hall owns a marketing company together with her partner. And she states that basically by using these principles that I'm going to share with you today on attraction marketing, she never has to spend money marketing for her company. It was something that she developed over the years, and she makes multiple seven figures a year just by using these principles that I will share with you. And in my personal experience, I read this book probably about, you know, 12, 15 years ago. And when I started using these principles, my business changed overnight in real estate, because it's about really putting yourself out there in a way, creating a message, a powerful message, in a way that builds up your image and your brand. Okay, so like I said, you're not out there to chase leads. One of the things that they talk about in this ebook, I'm sorry, in this book, is that basically you become like a lighthouse. You know, the lighthouse stays on top of a rock. It has this beam of lights that goes out there, and people see the lighthouse. You know, it directs them in the right direction. The lighthouse doesn't chase people running up and down the beach and say, hey, here I am, right? It's out there, steady. And this is what you position yourself as an investor. So you're going to ask me, how do I do that? So I started using this principle actually about 12 years ago when I was doing a lot of marketing for short sales pre-foreclosures. And my school of thought is these people are in pre-foreclosures. They're going to lose their house. And you have all these investors coming in, sending letters, knocking on door, calling people, chasing, right? What if I do something different? What if I create information to say to these people, hey, you know, I'm here to help you. And by the way, go on this particular site and download this report on seven ways to stop foreclosure. So I would send them a letter and say, I'm here to help you. I have different options. And by the way, you know, I want to educate you on how you can stop foreclosure and keep your home. Go to this link and download your report of seven steps to foreclosure. And obviously when they go to the website, it would ask for their email and their phone number, right? So the thing is, I wouldn't chase them. They come to me. And so I use that on my marketing material. I use that on my business cards, on flyers, on everything that I was doing. And doing it this way, my response rate, for example, from direct marketing was over 10%, meaning for out of 100 letters I send out, I get 10 to 15 replies. So it was huge. And so people say, how do you do this? It's because you want to put out there a message. You want to say, okay, I'm going to help you. I'm going to show you your options. I'm going to be offering something to you without asking for anything, basically, right? And you can do that with foreclosures. You can do that with probate properties. You can do that with divorce filings, bankruptcy, property being lost in tax auctions, anything really. You can use the same system. Send people information in exchange for them to reaching out to you and giving you a phone number and email. And the same thing I do with direct marketing, right? So that's what attraction marketing is. You position your marketing message and you stand out because you give value, okay? So you are the experts here. And everything that you do with this marketing message, you incorporate that in your direct marketing, in your websites, in your business cards, in your flyers, when you talk to people. It's all really about giving value. So that's really the thing. Now, I'm going to go over the five most important tips on what is really this value about. Okay. So, like I said, you have to still get quality of leads, right? So you still go and get the best list possible of people that are going for some type of distress, which is, losing their house to foreclosures, to taxes, probates, divorce filings, code violations, any of these still have to be good quality leads. But you get a higher response rate if now you contact these leads a little different. Instead of contacting these leads, say, hey, I'm interested in buying your property, I'm an investor. No, don't say that. To say, hey, I'm here to offer solutions. I'm here to help you. And by the way, this contact me. Or like I say, you contact probates. Say, I can help you through getting your property, out of probate. Or I can make sure you get equity out of your property that, where you feel like maybe you have no equity. You word the message to whoever you're approaching. Which brings me to the next point, which is really you need to build an avatar of who your perfect customer is, right? So if you think of somebody that's going into foreclosure, who is this person going to foreclosure? You have to understand what their pain points are right now, right? What is their motivation? What is going to, they pretty much probably gave up on everything. They gave up even on their own house. They say, I don't care, I'm gonna lose my house anyway. So what's gonna help them to reach out to you, right? Why would they want to stop the foreclosure? What do they hope to do that? What do they hope to get out of stopping the foreclosure, right? And so you understand that, and then you develop the message around that. So let me get into the five main points. This is really the secret sauce, the silver bullet of making this attraction marketing concept work. And trust me, if you combine this with you getting the quality leads that you're already getting and coming in from a different point, doing this mind shift of saying, I'm going to come in from this angle now, you're doing whatever you're doing right now, your response rate will turn 10 times what you're getting right now. No problems there. Okay, so the first thing is you want to build a brand. Okay, so you want to give the image of a brand that you are a leader, that you are confident, that you believe in what you're doing. And even if you're new to real estate, says, well, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm new. It's okay, right? It's like you have to come in a point that says, I know I can do something valuable here. I know I can help people. I can make it a win-win situation. I'm not a typical real estate investor that's going to take advantage of things. I actually want to help. So you build a brand around the concept. So you become the leader. You do not look desperate. That's the other thing. When somebody tells me, oh yeah, I have callers and people that text and do this and that, and we call the leads 10 times. We call these leads until they tell us not to call them anymore. That to me sounds desperate. It's not even classy, right? So you want to really keep that in mind. So you build a brand around you. Who are you, right? Write about you, your message, your mission, what you're trying to do different than anybody else. And stay, you're the lighthouse, right? Each lighthouse looks a little different. I love lighthouses, by the way. but each lighthouse looks different. They're not all the same, right? One has the stripes, the other one is made of iron, the other one is totally white, looks like a tower. So you the same thing, you build your brand, you build your lighthouse, you are that beacon of light and hope. So the brand is very important, and then you need to recognize what your brand are. The second thing that you need to do in these five steps is clarity of customer, Okay, who is your ideal customer? Build an avatar, and you can have several ideal ones, right? For example, if you're going after pre-foreclosure, okay, who is your ideal customer in pre-foreclosure? And because at the end of the day, you want to work only with people you want to work with. I don't want to work with sellers that are mean or condescending or arrogant. That's not my personality. So why would I want to work with somebody like that? There's no amount of money that's worth that. So you really want to say basically daydream, right? Visualize my perfect seller would be somebody that, you know, I go back and think in my of sellers that I've liked during my career, and I said okay, and I even mentioned their name, you know. So like, for example, I had this particular seller that sold to me. He had me sell at least 10 to 15 properties for him every year for over 12 years. He was a landlord. He had a ton of properties and he was in an exit phase. So over the years, I sold a lot of properties and he was doing 1031 exchanges. But anyway, so he became obviously my perfect customer. So I want somebody that has several properties that they want to sell, possibly in packages, somebody easy to work with, you know. So you build around that persona and you can build one for several of your potential sellers and the buyers the same way, right? If you're building buyers list, which buyers do you want to work with? Not every buyer is worth working with. So clarity of customer. The third thing is understand your customer, right? What is motivating them right now? What is the challenge they're facing? What is the pain point? What is something that you can touch that no other investor is going to take the time to really understand that, right? So this is very, very crucial. And the fourth thing is address their challenges. So, and this is all your marketing should address that. So you have different challenges for different lists. So you cannot use the same cookie cutter approach if you're approaching somebody in pre-foreclosure, from somebody in probate, or from some elderly person who is going to downsize, or somebody who has owned the property for 50 years and is free and clear. These are all different people, right? So you approach them differently. So, and your marketing needs to address that. So, like I mentioned earlier, if I approach somebody that's going into foreclosures in 2 weeks, I'm going to say to them, hey, you know, I want to give you a free report about how to stop foreclosures. I actually have 7 ways to do that. And don't you think somebody will be interested in that? Or the same thing for taxes. Yeah, you're going to lose your property in taxes. Let me help you. Actually, there are ways for me to help you not to lose your properties to a tax auction. Or probate. You know, I'm sure you're very confused right now. I'm sorry you heard of your loss, but you know, I can help you. I even pay for any legal fees that you're going to go through if you can't afford it. So things like that coming in from giving them information, first of all, on how they can do that and being say, I'm here to help you, it's going to really revolutionize the way you do business. So address their challenges. All your marketing should address their challenge. And last but not least of these five things is build a relationship. Okay. Follow up, build a relationship and be of service. The bottom line is authenticity. Okay. People are tired of these people, these salesy real estate investors that come through and use the same approach, the same script. They're really just out there to sell. They're just chasing the money. People are tired of that. They see through that. They've always seen through that, but now even more. That's why you get more and more rude people when they text or you call because they're just tired of that approach. So do something different. Reinvent yourself. Be out there to service. Be a person that is like, hey, I actually care. And it doesn't matter at the end of the day if I'm gonna get the sale, but I helped you. Now, trust me, that works. And when I was doing short sales, and I told you I was actually sending people to get this report of 7 ways to stop a foreclosure. And several times, obviously, I wouldn't do a short sale because they chose one of the 7 ways. But their reputation, the word of mouth, the thing I got out of some of those instances, it was worth. If I even got that sale, it was 10 times more. So it's really what you're looking at the bigger picture here. Okay. Don't just look at the one by one deal. You're building up a business. You're building a brand. You're building a reputation. You're building a business where people are going to come to you. And that's what attraction marketing is about. So I hope this was helpful. And I want to go ahead and offer you, it's going to be an ebook for you to download, and it's about really putting all these marketing pieces in a bigger context with real estate investing, giving you the 7 steps to really build up a real estate investing business. So you still need to do the motions, you still need to get the quality list, you still need to do some of the things, but main things you want to keep in mind: don't chase the leads, do marketing, do less of it, but more consciously creating the right message, coming through as somebody of help. Don't call, 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 text, 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 letter, letter, letters. Yeah, you still send some, but more built around building your brand and your reputation and sending the message and really out being out of service, giving people something even for nothing. And then people are going to come to you. Okay, so that's the very most important thing into this thing. So it's a little bit a different approach. It's not, I'm not saying you don't have to do the marketing. I'm not saying you don't have to still do the steps of real estate. I'm just saying that you have to do them differently, change your mindset about it. And the same efforts that you do right now is going to give you so many more results with less work. I promise you that. Okay. So this was very informative, I hope, for you. And any feedback, any comments, please post them below this video. And I'll see you on the next podcast. Thank you.